What's up? Welcome to The Shit List, your Patreon-exclusive show where I, Blessing Eddie Jr., go online to find a top 10 list and I bring it back to Tim, ma, fucking Geddes on the ones and twos. Not on the ones and twos because there's no ones and twos.
It's us. We are there.
We are the ones and twos, honestly. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, technically, I guess Tim is the ones and twos. Tim, we got a top 10 list.
We do.
And that top 10 list is the 10 best health bars in video games.
I love when lists get weird like this.
Yes.
Very specific things where you either have an idea in your mind for it or you don't, right?
Yes.
So what jumps to your mind first?
Zelda.
Legend of Zelda.
And honestly, like, this is the kind of list that I actually don't have much jump to my mind. I think Zelda is the only thing that jumps to mind for me.
Two jump to mind for me immediately after Zelda.
Mm-hmm.
Health bars. What are health bars in? Fighting games. Street Fighter. And Mortal Kombat. That green and red of Mortal Kombat is so striking and good.
See, I would have gone another direction with it. I would have gone with the more diegetic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The health bars that aren't traditional health bars. Because there's so many options, I think, for traditional health bars.
But that's what I'm saying, though. Traditional, I don't think you get more iconic and, like, Mortal Kombat.
I agree with that. Yeah, I think I think there is a fighting game on this list that is representing, this is what health bars, I guess, traditionally are. And, yeah, like, I think a Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat encompasses that. Like, hey, you know, straightforward, you're fighting somebody. Like, this is the whole point of the game. So, yeah, I think you get a fighting game. I think you get Zelda. For the more diegetic stuff, I didn't play much Dead Space.
Dead Space is going to be high on this list.
Okay, that's what I would figure.
It's on his suit. Which, man, you got to get back to Dead Space, man. It is.
I know, I do.
What a year for games. Yeah, in the suit, you actually have the lights on his back representing the health, and it's awesome.
See, another one that comes to mind based on that would be Resident Evil. But I'm not a big fan of the Resident Evil health bars that I've had in the games that I played, right? Because I've mainly been on the remakes,
yeah.
RE2, RE3, RE4. I tend not to be in love with those, but I feel like they're sort of adjacent to what the Dead Space health system is, right? Where it's more just on screen.
Yeah. I wouldn't call them health bars, though. Like, I'm struggling to think of the health bar. It's just more like how messed up your screen's getting, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that cool. I would.
When you say that, actually, I think of GoldenEye.
I was about to say.
Yeah.
GoldenEye with the sides there. That's great. And then you got the armor, you have the health, the orange, the blue. GoldenEye should be there for
I think GoldenEye should be there because GoldenEye, also just has the influence, right? Like, from there, you get the Call of Duty, blood on the screen type stuff.
Thinking through, I feel like a lot of games don't really have too much creativity when it comes to the health bars. It is kind of just like a number that goes down, or there's no bar at all. There's no, like, it's more just like the diegetic stuff that's so diegetic that it's not even really like.
What about Uncharted?
What about it?
I know we're stretching the meaning of health bars here, but the health system in that game even beyond just the explanation of, oh, his health's not going down, he's just getting more and more unlucky as that goes. But the way it's represented of, like, that weird kind of, like, directional, it's not blood splatter, right? It's just like a red icon that pops up.
Impact.
I do think that it's unique, and I do think that's something that stands out. I don't know if that makes it a contender for the 10 best health bars, but I could see it being a thing that separates it. Oh, so this is from The Gamer. This is a recent one. I believe it's from today.
Ooh.
Yeah, today at 2:30 a.m. I have it right here.
All right, well, there's a lot there. We haven't talked a lot about Mario, that we need to.
Yeah, because that's three
Mario
Marios.
64, yeah, I guess all of them kind of have that, like, the pizza pie looking thing.
Yeah.
You know?
But I'm not putting it up there.
I'm not putting it up there either. But, like, the platformer side of things, which I do think do have health systems traditionally, like, Sonic doesn't have one that's that memorable.
Yeah. At least not a health. Like, I wouldn't call the rings flying out of Sonic
a
health
cool.
bar.
It's like
cool.
That,
it's iconic,
but it's not a health bar.
I wouldn't put it in this conversation.
I want to get one more that's like, oh, yeah, that's on the list. This because I'm excited to see the list because I feel like we're going to be like, yeah.
Yeah, because for me, the thing I jumped to was action games. And the classic God of War games are, like, those are just health bars, right? Like, I don't think there's anything too special about them. And, like,
yeah.
I think the same probably goes for the Devil May Cry's of the world and, like,
pretty much
all those kind of games.
It's funny because when you told me this was the topic we're doing, the first thing that jumped into my mind was Devil May Cry 4. And it's because the health bar is not that unique necessarily, but the health bar is also tied into your, like, weapon ability where, like, Nero, who's the main character in 4, his weapon is this sword where the hilt, I guess it is, like the thing you hold, is a motorcycle rev thing. And the health bar has that represented so that when you do those attacks, it like affects the health bar in a way. So literally just graphically, I'd count it.
Okay.
Because it is the actual health bar and it's dope as hell.
I like that. But I also I think that that is like the standard for the health bars, right? Like when the Mario when we talk about the Mario Pizza Pie things, right? Like the Mario 64 health bar is just an image of Mario's head, right? Mm-hmm. And like the meter is like within that. Like if, I feel like if you're designing a health bar, it has to have some kind of like flair like that to it. Otherwise,
well, I'm saying
it's really lost
the DMC4 one. It's flair. It's cool. Like when you do the like the rev. The health bar.
The health bar gets some gold.
It's like, it's sick.
Okay.
Let's get into it.
Again, these are the top 10 best health bars in video games as decided by the gamer. I mean, control tab right here. Control tab. All right. This is the right one, right? Yeah. Okay. This is from PJ Molloy, again, published 10 hours ago. At number 10, we got SpongeBob SquarePants Battle for Bikini Bottom, which is one that would not have come to mind.
Wow. And also, did Barrett write this? What?
I'm trying to find the buttons. You know what? I'm not going to mess around with this thing. Oh, wait, no, right here. Right here.
There we go. Interesting. I will say we're starting off in a place that both excites and scares me with this list, where I'm like, all right, did y'all have anything to say, or y'all just fucking putting things on a goddamn list? Or, hey, they're trying to rep for shit because they actually have let's read what they have to say about SpongeBob.
Here's an example of a video game based on a TV show done right. SpongeBob SquarePants Battle for Bikini Bottom is a beloved 3D platformer from the GameCube PS2 era. It gained a strong cult following over the years, largely thanks to its effort to preserve the humor and quirkiness of the cartoon, which is reflected in its health bar. So how do you refill health? By collecting underwear. That's right, SpongeBob's life meter is measured in tidy whities. Who knew wearing multiple layers of undies could protect you from robot attacks?
So far, we're on the downside here.
Yeah. I don't like it because this then turns into a conversation of like, what represents my health?
Yeah,
and like I think that is for sure like, a conversation to have in this list. I don't know if SpongeBob Battle for Bikini Bottom
makes it
Like I'd even take the Donkey Kong 64 watermelons. That didn't make sense either. But like that's basically the same thing as what's going on here.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
What's the Crash Bandicoot health bar? Is that just the his name?
It's just your level of lives.
Just your level of lives.
Like, yeah, you're either you're just Crash or you have the mask.
Oh, yeah, okay, the mask. That's what I thought it was. Yeah.
You have two levels. That's it.
What was the Banjo Kazooie health bar? I can't remember, dude. Day. All right. And number 9, Cryostasis Sleep of Reason. Tim, have you heard of this video?
Never. Never. Not like this could be made up. What is this, like a Wii game or something?
No one would blame you if you missed Cryostasis Sleep of Reason. It's a psychological horror PC game from 2008, and it's pretty hard to find today.
All right.
If you do manage get to experience one of the most most unique health bars in video games, you play as a meteorologist trapped in the Arctic during an expedition to the North Pole. The goal is to stay as warm as possible. The health bar is a thermometer that keeps track of your body temperature. Staying near a heat source replenishes your health, while being out in the cold will steadily lower it.
Cool. I mean, I don't know that a list needed to be made to include this, but like, hey, I've never heard of this. That is kind of unique. There's an interesting layer to this.
Yeah.
But I hope the list gets better.
Yeah. All right, moving on. At number 8, Banjo-Kazooie delivers a charming health bar. That, yes, it was the honeycomb. I do remember this. I think it's cool. Again, top 10 health bar in video games. I don't know if I'm putting it up there.
No, we're just naming but things now, that have health bars that aren't bars.
But now we start to get into the conversation of, Did this list need to exist?
Yeah, exactly.
Is this so a worthwhile far, list to make? Because if we're including the Banjo-Kazooie honeycomb, I don't think that's, I don't think that's worth it. Because like even here, Banjo's health meter is measured in honeycombs, which is pretty suitable for a bear.
Like, if the list, great. If the list was not called 10 best health bars in games, if it was just 10 things that represent health in games,
yeah.
It's like, all right.
I guess.
That's different.
Yeah. But 10 best health bars.
Best. Nah.
I'm not sold yet. At number 7, Star Wars Master of the Terrakassi.
Fuck yeah. Fighting game. This is not the classics. We're not Street Fighter. We're not Mortal Kombat. But the health bars were lightsabers.
Yes.
And they would go down as you got hit, which was very cool for a horrible game that I rented way too many times.
Yeah, this is really cool. Now, I never got to play Star Wars Master of the Terras Kasi.
You lucked out.
Yeah, I've always wanted to. I didn't know this game existed until I started listening to video game podcasts.
And then it's always the butt of the joke.
Yeah, people bring it up, like, I swear to God, like, once every month on a podcast. And I'm like, oh, shit. This game, it's a Star Wars fighting game. That's a unique thing, I guess. And I think this might be the first time I'm actually looking at an image of it.
Yeah.
And seeing this health bar is the dopest thing on this screenshot.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that is dope. So, like, is the fact that they made two health bars out of two lightsabers. Does the color change based on who you're playing?
Oh, no. I think it just goes down.
Okay. So no matter who you're playing, you get a red lightsaber. Because, yeah, they're playing as Luke and Boba Fett, and both of them have red lightsabers on this thing. I would have liked that extra level of detail, but I guess...
I'm going to look it up, because it's been many years since I've played Star Wars Masters of Terras Kasi.
Because, yeah, like, I mean, Boba Fett doesn't rock a lightsaber, so I guess that would be a challenge. But, like, Luke's lightsaber should be... like Luke's color, right? Like it should be blue.
Mm-hmm. At this time, it's Empire, so yeah, blue.
Yeah.
But let's see.
Did Luke's lightsaber change color at some point?
Yeah, he gets his green one.
Oh, you're right.
Okay. So just the red just like goes down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So hey, it could have been better.
It could have been better.
It was pretty cool.
And we're talking about PS1 era.
Oh yeah.
Like, what do you expect? But I'll take it. I think this is a good entry. At number six. We got Super Mario Sunshine.
Where was the sun that would go down? I mean, okay, sure. This is the same as Banjo, where I'm like, you know what? You know what?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know I am a Sunshine defender overall.
Yeah.
I feel like this adds to the aesthetic. I think that the UI of Mario Sunshine really works for this game. Having the flood in the bottom right, having the way the coins are shown off with the graffiti behind it, and then the life being this like very Mario stylized sun. I feel like this contributes to the vibe of this game, and it could have just been just the same thing as Mario 64, but this is the type of shit that makes this game special. Still the worst of the 3D Mario games, but not bad.
Yeah. I'm not in love with this pick for this list. I get the argument. I think I agree that, like, I think the health bar does help to, like, give it the aesthetic and personality of what they're going for with Super Mario Sunshine. But, like, and I don't think there's been a point while playing Mario Sunshine or looking at gameplay footage of Mario Sunshine where the health bar sticks out as something is like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
You know, it's, for me, it's just another Mario health bar.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, you know what? Comparing it to Mario 64 and comparing it to Mario Galaxy, I'll take the argument that this might be the best health bar out of those.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At number five, we got Conker's Bad Fur Day. A lot of, Rare love, a lot of 3D platformer love in this list, especially. This was the chocolate bar, health bar, and I would have taken this over Banjo.
Conker's Bad Fur Day offers a surprising yet memorable health bar. Get the fuck out of here. This is stupid. I'm sorry. You're telling me this is number five on the best health bar list? Like, what's the defense?
Conker's Bad Fur Day is a dirty, naughty game. Whoa. It's also one of Rare's best. You play as a drunken. Even that, I'm like, oh, that might be a stretch. You'd expect the game's health bar to reflect its mature tone, right? You may be surprised. Conker's life meter is represented by a chocolate bar, and taking damage will break off a piece. It's an unexpectedly wholesome way to display health in an otherwise graphic experience, proving that Rare never runs out of surprises. I take it back.
All right.
I take it back. I'll be honest. It's not looking good for this list.
It's not looking good for
this
list.
It's not looking good for this list. What was that? That was number five. We're in the top four. Do we want to stop and take a second?
Let's take a second. Top four. I mean, I think that we kind of nailed it, right? Mm-hmm. We have Zelda. I don't know if there's going to be a specific Zelda. You know what I mean?
The first Zelda. Yeah.
Yeah, fuck it. Zelda, Dead Space, and...
From there, I don't know.
I mean, Mortal Kombat. If Masters of Goddamn Terras Kasi is here and Mortal Kombat's not... I'm going to be upset.
All right. Number four. Resident Evil features a grounded health meter. Is this the first Resident Evil?
No, it's RE2.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. You know, I guess here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I'd call it a health bar. It is more health system and whatever. But, like, I'm with them in the sense of, like, the colors system that Resident Evil has.
Talking about, like, the condition.
Herbs, the condition going in where it's, like, you see that in the menus. All right.
Yeah.
I don't love it, but I don't hate it. I'm not mad. It being on the list is fine. It being top four, I don't know.
I'm not a big fan of it. And number three, Guitar Hero.
You know what's funny? I was going to bring this up.
Guitar Hero?
Yeah. I was going to bring this up, but I should have.
Which one is the health bar?
The rock meter.
The rock
meter?
It's
like when you get down and it's like, yeah, you know what? The way it affects everything and people booing and shit. This one's awesome, man. Like, there's very few things as upsetting as that sound when you miss a note.
Yeah.
In Guitar Hero.
Oh, my God. It is really upsetting, honestly.
Down. Like, yeah, this is great.
Shout out to the sound design of the Guitar Hero, because you're exactly right. When you hear that sound, like, you feel like you're ruining the vibes of the whole thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, especially if you're playing Guitar Hero in a group. At a party, and you hear it's like, bro, why are you ruining the vibes of this whole party now? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Nah.
All right, we're down to top two. And number two, we got Dead Space.
Yep.
The most unique health bar in video games is what they call it. Maybe I'm wrong, but I would have sworn there were more health bars that were like Dead Space, where it's like your character is wearing something. Maybe it's because I'm coming off of playing Callisto Protocol last year.
Yeah. I mean, there definitely are, but Dead Space is the one where that's kind of like, it's known for that.
Yeah.
It being number two, I guess makes sense just because Zelda is so iconic, but I do think there's an argument to be made that this is number one.
I agree with that. And my point more so being that, like, yeah, I think Dead Space is top two, but, like, I would think that we'd get more of these kinds of entries over Conker's Bad Fur Day and Banjo-Kazooie.
It has chocolate. What a surprise.
Oh, it's a honeycomb. All right. And at number one, The Legend of Zelda. Yeah, and like, I mean, they have a screenshot of Ocarina of Time.
But the first thing they mention is NES.
NES. This list is messy.
Yeah.
This list is so messy.
It's a messy list.
Even now that we're at number one, like, again, I agree with the number one. I think we both agree with the number one and number two.
You guys see SpongeBob with the underwear? Number 10?
Is that a good pick?
Yeah, man.
All right.
It's a funny pick.
All right, underwear.
Yeah, he loves his underwear, man.
Underwear, I guess. I don't know. Like, even now that we're at number one, the fact that they say Legend of Zelda, and then they have a screenshot of Ocarina of Time, and then they talk about Zelda from the NES in, like, the blurb. It's like, what are we doing?
I mean, they are talking here. They admit that of, like, all the way through Breath of the Wild, Tears of the Kingdom.
It's the same
been replicated. It's sure, the best health bar in game. So I'll give them credit for that, but this list didn't need to happen. This was not a great list, period. No surprise thing here that made me happy, like the chocolate in Conker's made them happy, I guess.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give this one 2 thumbs down.
But I want to do a quick bonus list real quick, because this popped up as like the up next thing on the page. The 10 most unique ways to regain health in games.
Oh, that's awesome.
And that's awesome. And I kind of want to run through real quick. So we got absorbing a super mushroom, which is great. Maybe this should have been the episode.
Yeah.
Catching a stim pack from BD1. It's great.
So satisfying.
Fucking great. Absorbing smoke in Infamous Second Son. That's great. Crafting a med kit in Last of Us. I like that. This should have been the list. Casting Radiance as a warlock in Destiny. Cool. Getting healed by Paladin Butters in South Park. Cool. Cooking a meal with Remy the Cat.
No, I hate this shit.
You don't fuck with Remy?
I fuck with Remy, but I don't fuck with it in Kingdom Hearts.
Drinking water out of a toilet in Fallout 3. Catching fairies in Ocarina of Time. And drinking moonshine in Red Dead Redemption 2. See, this was the energy that I want out of a list from the gamer.
Mm-hmm. But alas. You can't always win.
Is that going to be a thumbs down for both of us?
That's a thumbs down.
On that list?
Yeah, I think I'd give it 2 thumbs down. Like, wow. I didn't like it. I like the idea of it. Mortal Kombat wasn't on it. Like, that's insane. If you're like, oh, Mortal Kombat's just a fucking health bar, look up Mortal Kombat right now. The colors, man. That green and red, I'm telling you.
Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, let us know what your top health bars in video games are. For a second, I forgot what the list was. Let us know what the top health bars in video games are. Let us know in the comments below. Until next time, I've been Blessing. That's been Tim Ma fucking Geddes, and you just got shat on.